What a way to start our live program this afternoon. My name is Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn. Welcome, Bob Childs and Childs Play here to this edition of the program.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be here.
What a great start, Bob.
Well, it's just a thrill for us to get started in our week together. And this is a chance for us to all gather together. We've been apart for an entire year. And this is our first time really playing out since then.
Well, we're going to talk about more of the concept of Child's Play, what it's all about and how you come together fairly regularly. But let me also say that this is the first time that Dick Pleasance and I have combined to bring you a program like this. Dick, it's great to have you with us during this segment of A Celtic Sojourn. We'll go right into A Folk Heritage.
Well, it's going to be a great transition and a very normal transition, to be sure. So.
Well, when you and I talked first about having Child's Play on, it's not just Celtic, it's not any one type of folk music. It just spreads all over the world, so this seemed like a natural time slot to put it in.
It covers the gamut from tunes from all over, and the players are from all over as well. And one of the great things about it is, as we sit in this relatively, which always seems like a large studio, it feels like total immersion in music. And because you can feel everything, it's like one giant fiddle playing in here.
It's like being inside the fiddle, actually. Let's talk about the concept of Child's Play for a moment. Bob Childs, that's not a coincidence. That name is featured in the name of the group. You are a violin maker.
Yes, I've been a violin maker here in Cambridge for 27 years now. And the group has actually been together for about 20 years. And we started out originally, several of the musicians down in Washington, D.C. had purchased instruments of mine, and they were playing a dance, actually. And they told me that the name of the group was Child's Play, and they asked me if I wanted to join.
Wonderful.
So I thought it was a good idea, so I went down, and here we are today.
And it's a terrific group that has grown into an entity now far beyond its original concept. And we're surrounded by how many musicians?
Well, there's over 30 musicians here today, and it's a great collection of talent.
A small studio audience and a lot of Child's instruments in here. How does it feel like to be the father of all of these instruments creating this type of music?
It's really hard to put it into words, in fact. If you can imagine, I work in the isolation of my shop. I work, each violin is made with each person in mind that I'm making it for. They're commissioned. And for me to be able to actually sit here surrounded by all these instruments that I've made is just it's a dream beyond words, because it gives me a chance to reconnect with everyone, not only the violins, of course, but all the great musicians behind the violins.
Well, we started with a Breton set, of course, Brittany part of the Celtic countries as well. It's music very much related to the other Celtic countries, and we're going to continue with another piece from that area of the world.
Yes. Well, actually, let me just say one thing about those first set of tunes. The first two were written by Keith Murphy, who's playing the piano. He'll be playing the guitar on the next one. Finesterre and Walls of St. Malo, and the last one was a Breton gavotte. Now we're going to play a set of Irish tunes for you. We're going to start with a tune by Gray Larson called Thunderhead, and then we'll play a tune called Dick Gossett's, and we'll fit
Cosgroves.
Dick Cosgroves, okay. And then we'll finish
Dick
up Gossett's with The House
neighbor.
Of Hemel. That's right.
This is awful. Cosgrove is a terrible gossip tune. Thank you.
we certainly gave Kieran Jordan some exercise there. Thank you, Kieran, very much.
It's amazing.
You're listening to Child's Play coming your way on a joint program between a Celtic Sojourn and the Folk Heritage this afternoon. I'm Dick Pleasance along with Brian O'Donovan, and Bob Childs is joining us in studio with his family band, Child's Play. He has all his relatives sitting behind him and people playing his relatives. And I know it sounds a little strange, but they must be like sending children out to the world every time you send one of these instruments out.
It is, in fact. And what we often talk about when we do concerts is that when you hear a family sing together, there's a commonality in the voice of the family. And I think it's the same thing is true with Child's Play, that there's a way in which all the voices of the violins are related, even though everyone says that the violin is the most like the human voice, and we all know that each voice is unique. When you're in a familiar context, there's a way in which they're all related.
Now, you started making violins in 1975, and it was because you needed some work done in your violin, right?
Yeah, this is a true story, actually, that I was working as a furniture maker in Maine and went to get my violin fixed. I was a fiddle player from a young age, and went to get my violin after it had been fixed. And the man I was taking it to, his name was Ivy Mann. He was in his 70s. He turned to me and he said, "Well, when are you coming back?" And actually had no idea what he meant. And then he said it again, "When are you coming back?" And he pointed to this wood that he put on his bench. And all of a sudden, I got it. "Oh, you mean you're going to teach me?" And he goes, "Yeah, that's the idea. I've been waiting for someone to come along, and I guess I was the lucky one."
And how many instruments have you made so far?
I've made over 140 instruments.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. The group is called Child's Play, and you just heard a wonderful Irish set of music. And we're going to move into a mazurka.
Yeah, there's every year we have a different theme. The concerts are built on themes. Last year we had, I made a number of violins for folks in Sweden. We have a few folks from Sweden here, in mm-hmm. fact, tonight. But we had quite a few musicians from Sweden join us. Six folks came over. So we had a great year of playing Swedish music, among other styles. And this year the theme is actually a memory. What we've done is a number of important people in our community and in our family, this large family of Child's Play, have passed on this past year. And so we've chosen a number of pieces that are in their memory. And this piece is a mazurka, comes from the Shetland Islands. And we heard it from Katrina MacDonald. It's called Michael's Mazurka. Thank you.
What a treat it is for Dick and I to be in the midst of all of these musicians and indeed for the small studio audience here. This is part of our ongoing series of live music events on a Celtic sojourn and expanding into folk heritage appropriately this afternoon. Beautiful mazurka.
Yes, that was featuring Hanukkah Castle and Sheila Falls Culhane as the beginning violins. And, you know, as playing that, I was realizing that I just felt like I was on a little journey there. Just hearing the orchestra come in, the band come in like that, just really transported me personally.
Well, it really indicates, again, when you're surrounded by so many violins and violin-like instruments, cello and bass in the room as well, what an amazing instrument it is and how much it's shaped music for so many years and over so many different countries.
Yeah, I mean, the violin is so great because you can express so much that really doesn't have words. Mm-hmm. And that's what's, for us, the process of getting together and putting these pieces together. Each piece is a very organic process in terms of the group, the way the piece unfolds. Mm-hmm. One person suggests the tune, and then we basically, different people in the group have ideas about how to put the piece together, and then at the end, this is what we have as a result.
And when do you do all this rehearsal?
Well, we actually, because people live in the four corners of the United States as well as Europe, we get together in October. People fly in and we have a retreat and get together the music and practice some ideas, different ideas. And then we make a little practice CD that everybody takes home and they work on the tunes. Then we get together for a week before our concerts and really hone the music. And it's really great to see the music come alive, each piece come alive over the week.
And speaking of concerts.
Speaking of concerts, tonight you folks have a concert over at the Museum of National Heritage, which is a venue that you've used for the last few years, Bob.
Yes, we love it because of the acoustics. And mm-hmm. if you're going to have a concert featuring all these violins, it seems like having a nice acoustic space is really important. And the museum is that place for us.
Well, as you can hear this afternoon, it's a concert not to be missed. And I can vouch for it, having been there for the last couple of years, that this sound is recaptured over at the museum. It's an amazing space.
And you also have a show tomorrow afternoon as well, right?
Yes, we have one tomorrow at 2. So
that's the finale? That's the last time?
That'll be the finale, yes. And we'll be practicing. We'll be thinking about our ideas for next year at that point.
Now, you've done some trips to other parts of the world.
Yes, in fact, two summers ago, we got invited to play over at this World Music Festival in Sweden, mm-hmm. The Fallon Folk Music Festival. We had an incredible couple weeks over there and made friends with lots of great musicians. And in fact, it was the midnight sun, so we figured out two important things. Is that how to beat jet lag is if you arrive in Sweden, you just stay up all night, and you're into the next day, and then you don't miss a thing. So none of us had jet lag. And in fact, we got to play music more because it was light all the time, so...
But I see joy.
And learn the language.
What more do you need in Sweden? So we've got some singers as well in the group. It's not just all instrumentals, Bob.
Yeah, the group has got incredible talent. And this next piece is going to feature Joyce Anderson, a great singer-songwriter and singer in the area, a fiddle player. And it's a piece, another piece in our theme of memory that was sung by Freda Epstein, who tragically passed away this spring. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be composed by one of the members of our group, Mr. Mark Simos, who's written many a great song for many a great singer. In this case, the great singer is Joyce Anderson.
Some love strikes like a thunderbolt from out of the stormy blue, rages and dies with an anguish cry. Some love sneaks up on you, and in my heart I have always known I'd travel down this way. But yesterday I did not know today gone past, nights I've spent alone, no more wasted than the water that runs to smooth the face of the storm. For every hollow promise that's passed these lips, for every easy lie, only makes me believe the truth can find its way. You and I.
flash of fire compels the heart to move, leaving no choice in the lover's voice, lies nothing to weigh or prove. As some love tests you at every turn, to tremble or be true, you turn back in fear, but you are not gone, 'cause love sneaks up on you.
That's the voice of Joyce Anderson singing a beautiful song called Today's the Day, written by Mark Simos. And we're listening to the group Child's Play. This is WGBH 89.7 FM Boston. My name is Brian O'Donovan. This is A Celtic Sojourn. Time is just coming up to the time when we usually transfer to Dick Pleasance for a folk heritage. But Dick, we were talking earlier on that our programs have really kind of run seamlessly together now for so many years that it makes sense that this group should run right past the 3 o'clock hour and into a folk heritage.
But why not, you know? Just what a great transition. We should do this every week.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think we can get 35 musicians or more into a studio audience every week. Our engineers, I think, will kill us. But what a great job they're doing. What an amazing sound has been created here in the studios this afternoon.
Mark Simos had the opportunity to be the conductor in that particular song, and he had his whole orchestra out here in front of him.
And he wrote just, the arrangement.
And he wrote the arrangement. It's absolutely beautiful.
Lush arrangement as well.
Very lush and beautiful.
Child's Play this afternoon. We didn't talk earlier on about Kieran Jordan, the dancer who came on unexpectedly there. Those of you more perceptive listeners will have said, that's no percussion instrument, that's a dancer. And the old joke in radio that people used to say to me that I've got a face for radio, but it's another thing to say that dancing goes well on radio. But the way Kieran Jordan does it with a percussive mic on the ground, it really adds to the overall effect. But you'll be able to see Kieran tonight actually at the museum.
Yeah, it's very important for us because we want to sort of create the context for this great fiddle music, mm-hmm. all the different traditions. So we wanted to, years ago we had Kieran Jordan join us because we really wanted to feature one of the great Irish step dancers in the Boston area. Mm-hmm. And we also have an incredible Appalachian clogger, Amy Fenton Shine, who dances with us as well.
So dance and song is a big part of Child's Play as well, Dave.
Well, it's a part of folk music, and this beautiful clogging and Celtic dancing, the Irish step dancing is just, it's a great art, and it drives the music.
Well, what you're hearing today here and what you hear in the Child's Play concerts is really what folk music is all about. It's people coming together and just sharing a love of music and a love of learning new tunes as well. And that's really a special part of it, and you get that feeling.
We're so isolated by CDs that we forget that it's really it's the playing of the music and people coming together in either small groups or large, wonderful groups like this. Yeah. And, Bob, we thank you for this.
Well, we want to thank you as well. In fact, I was just thinking that a lot of us in the group are big fans of both of yours. We spend a lot of time, I spend a lot of time in my shop, in fact, listening to you guys on the radio. And it's great, you know, just to see that you're keeping the music alive as well. And it's kind of a joint effort here.
Well, Brian and I now have an image of you tooling away with your different levels of building the violins. And we can watch you as we play the music.
And what a labor of love. And if this is the result, what a success you've been, Bob, over the years. We're going to hear some Irish music, I understand, again?
Yeah, this is, we have a lot of great Irish musicians in the group. And this, in a certain way, is sort of a session type set. But it's going to start out with Sheila Falls Culhane starting out on an air. I'm not actually sure which air she's going to play.
Leaving Them On.
Lovely tune.
And then we're going to hear some dancing as well.
We're going to go into a slower reel called the Jug of Punch and follow that with Hand Me Down the Tackle.
And Kieran Jordan as well is going to add some dancing, and you'll be able to hear that on your radios. New technology.
Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful. Oh, wonderful session piece, really. Is that an example of what playing in small sessions is all about in Irish pubs all over the place?
All over the city of Boston. I mean, there's lots of great pubs doing lots of great sessions in this town.
People dancing as well.
People dancing. But Kieran is a special dancer because she's not only she's learned all the great traditional steps, but she's really sort of taking the dancing to a new level and sort of making it her own. And that's a real sign of a really emerging artist.
Well, what we're treated to today is some Shannos dancing from Kieran Jordan, which is very different than the Irish step dancing, which has been represented in the more formalized sense. I say this for the radio audience and our gathered audience here. The Irish step dancing has been formalized for competitive reasons, but what you're seeing with Kieran playing today, or dancing today, is what you might have heard and seen in the kitchens of Ireland, just as people got up and danced spontaneously. And that's what we're going to see tonight at the museum as well, right?
Oh,
we're
going
to see some of these dances,
that's
and great. Tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, right, exactly. By the time the people will be finished with this concert, we'll have taken them on a journey around the world, all kinds of fiddle styles and fiddle dancing, dances that go with the great fiddle tunes.
And the concert's located at the Museum of Our National Heritage, or the National Heritage Museum, it's now called, at 33 Merritt Road in Lexington, Massachusetts. Starts about 7:30 tonight?
Yeah, 7:30. And the tickets for the evening show are actually sold out, unfortunately, for this year. But you can go to our website, childsplay.org, email us your email address or your mailing address, and we'll put you on our mailing list for next year.
Still tickets for tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon, there's plenty of seats available, and they'll be available at the door.
Well, this is a one-time opportunity, Dick, and I certainly would recommend this concert highly, because it's more than just a concert, more than just music. It's a special feeling as well.
Well, in a beautiful hall like the National Heritage Museum, you're going to really feel the music as well as and experience it. Even closer than you are in your radio right now, if that's possible, because you're going to be in the room with it. Here, we're giving it to you the best possible way we can over the airwaves.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about, I think, this kind of music. I think one of the special things about Child's Play is, over the years, it's really become a community. We have really established these great friendships through our music and all our time of being together. And I think one of the things that I'm touched by personally as well, in terms of my own connection to each of the players, is that through our music, I think that sense of community goes out into the audience. And I think that's really the definition of what real folk music is about.
I would echo that.
Well, I certainly would as well. Let's make the most of the time and get some more pieces in so we can really get a good flavor of what Child's Play is all about and all its diversity.
Okay, we're going to play next a piece that I actually had commissioned for one of the great musicians in our area who passed away this about a year and a half ago, Tony Cuff. And he was a great friend of many of us here in the group. And I wanted to do something in his memory. And that's the great thing. I mean, it's kind of like, the mother of the muses, I always tell people, is memory. And I think that's one of the things that we want to try to capture in a piece that's commissioned here. In this case, it's the memory of Tony Cuff. And it's a tune written by Phil Cunningham and John McCusker. Thank you.
What a beautiful gift to the memory of such a wonderful gift to us for so many years here, Tony Coff, who died about 2 years ago this time,
I think. Yes, in November, right.
And that was commissioned by Child's Play for...
Yes, and I got the idea after talking with John McCusker, actually. We were reminiscing about Tony, and I said, well, why don't you... I asked him if he'd be willing to write a tune in memory of Tony, and he agreed to do it with Phil Cunningham.
Wow, it's, you know, for all of us who knew Tony, and I knew Tony primarily with the Grubasian over the years and met him occasionally here, but it's the lovely sentiment in that song
just really amazing.
Really brings Tony back to us.
It does, and written by two musicians with whom he collaborated very, very regularly, Phil Cunningham and John McCusker, of course, and they really capture that feeling as well. My name is Brian O'Donovan, along with Dick Pleasance here this afternoon. We're into the period of time that is normally the Folk Heritage, and it is the Folk Heritage, of course, this afternoon, but we're gathered here because we're celebrating Child's Play.
This afternoon is a wonderful celebration of music from all over the world, and we're moving toward Finland now, right?
Actually, we realize that we only have a few minutes left, about 10 minutes, it looks like. So we actually want to switch to, we want to do two more tunes, and the first one we want to do is a tune called Dante's Prayer.
Now, this features Aoife O'Donovan singing?
It does, in fact. Brian's daughter, Aoife, who's got actually gorgeous voice, and this is a piece that... It's actually, I wanted to do, it's in memory of my sister, who passed away this past year, and it was very close to her, and I asked the group to do this, so.
Great.
Continuing the theme of memory here on Child's Play this afternoon on WGBH 89.7 FM, Boston.
Face of the stars. life into this feeble heart, lift this mortal veil of fear. Take these crumbled hopes etched with tears, or rise above these earthly cares. Cast your eyes on the ocean, cast your soul to the sea. When the dark night seems endless, please remember me. Please remember me.
You always know when the music has been gripping because nobody wants to applaud. There's this wonderful pregnant silence that happens afterwards.
Well, again, the theme of memory hitting that one, Bob, very poignantly.
Very poignantly.
Yes, for so many people, because it just hits just a particular theme. Please remember me.
Yeah, exactly. And beautiful. That's the great thing about music. It just allows us to feel those things that are so hard.
Beautiful singing from Aoife O'Donovan, Kathleen Gilday on the harp, and some wonderful players joining in. There are so many of you, we haven't been able to identify every one of them, but we want to say thank you to Child's Play leader Bob Childs, the group leader today. Thank you so very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Brian.
I want to say thank you to our engineers, Jane Pippick and Jim Donahue, our producer Gary Mott and executive producer John Solens, and thank you to Tanya Foster and Jermaine Frechette and Mary Torpov for coordinating our audience and for today's concert. Thanks to our audience for coming in. Thank you very much. And Brian, thank you for all the work that you've done on this.
Great to be here, Dick, and this is something I was looking forward to for many, many months since we had planned it, and it certainly has turned out not to be disappointing. Terrific. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Seeing you at the museum. That's tonight. Unfortunately, sold out, but tomorrow afternoon there is a chance of getting tickets to hear this wonderful performance of Child's Play. And to register for upcoming events, you can just go to childsplay.org and you won't be frozen out in the future. Look forward to seeing you back next year.
Thank you so much, Dick and Brian. We really appreciate it. We're going to go out with a couple of tunes that we're going to feature Ruthie Dornfeld on the fiddle, who's out here this year from Seattle, and Keith Murphy on mandolin, who will be switching to guitar. A couple Finnish tunes to send us out the door and send our radio audience out into their next event. Thank you.
Great stuff.